Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 4 o'clock. This is Independent Radio News. The world is in mourning for Diana, Princess of Wales. News of the car crash in Paris, which killed her and Dodi Fayed, has sent shockwaves around the globe. They were being chased at high speed by a group of paparazzi on motorbikes when their vehicle careered into the side wall of a tunnel. 7 photographers have been arrested. Diana was welcomed with open arms wherever she travelled. Nowhere more so than in the United States. President Clinton says she had a special place in their hearts.
We liked her very much. We admired her work for children, for people with AIDS, for the cause of ending the scourge of landmines in the world, and for her love for her children, William and Harry. This is a very difficult time for millions of people in the United Kingdom who are deeply shocked and grieving. And the American people send their condolences to all of them.
Prince Charles is touching down in Paris about now, where he's flown to bring home the body of his ex-wife. Their sons, Princes William and Harry, are being comforted by the Queen at Balmoral. Richard Frediani reports.
Prince Charles was woken early this morning at Balmoral to be told of Diana's death. He then broke the news to their sons, William and Harry. This afternoon, the prince flew to Paris, accompanied by Diana's 2 sisters. They'll return with her body this evening. It'll be taken to a private mortuary, and funeral arrangements are expected to be announced tomorrow. Meanwhile, reporter Bill Neely, who's in the French capital, says police are holding 7 paparazzi who were chasing Di and Dodi through the Paris tunnel.
They are looking at one of those photographers in particular, who they think may have been trying to get in front of the car to take a photograph of the princess and Mr. Al Fayed in the back of the car.
Detectives are treating the fatal accident as possible manslaughter. A detailed examination of the scene of the crash is ongoing.
Thousands of people have been openly mourning the princess outside Buckingham Palace. Some are weeping, others kneeling in prayer. Throughout the crowd, there's disbelief.
Devastated that someone who represented us so well, we've now lost.
You don't expect such a bright, shining star to just disappear overnight. No way. And that's what she was. I mean, for everyone, I feel, she was a very bright, shining star, particularly for the royal family.
It's a tragedy that when she actually starts enjoying life, that she can't actually even end her last moments in private, let alone have any joy for herself.
So I just wanted to pay my last respects to her.
You brought her flowers and a...
Just a candle. It was just my way of saying goodbye, really. That was all.
It's a tremendous loss, isn't it?
It is, yes, it is. For all of us.
The Prime Minister's leading the nation in mourning. Tony Blair summed up the feelings of the whole country.
The people everywhere, not just here in Britain, everywhere, they kept faith with Princess Diana. They liked her, they loved her, they regarded her as one of the people. She was the people's princess, and that's how she will stay, how she will remain in our hearts and in our memories forever.
Conservative leader William Hague says Diana was special to the nation in many ways.
It's a double sense of loss to most people in the country because she was a unique public figure. She did a great deal of good in the world, but also she was a very lively and attractive figure, and people personally identified with her.
Diana's final interview was published last week in the French newspaper Le Monde. The journalist who interviewed her, Annie Cogine, says the princess made it clear she was often deeply distressed by the way the media chased her.
She mentioned how the press was really hard and cruel with her, how it was difficult, how she had some pain about that, but had to deal with that. But she said that anyone who would be sane would have left this country for a long time. But she said, I cannot. I have my sons.
Diana's life's been dogged by constant press attention. In December 1993, she bowed out of public life altogether, pleading to be left alone.
When I started my public life 12 years ago, I understood the media might be interested in what I did. I realized then their attention would inevitably focus on both our private and public lives. But I was not aware of how overwhelming that attention would become.
To recap, the nation is in mourning for Diana, Princess of Wales, who's died at the age of 36 after a car crash in Paris. Independent Radio News.
Aircheckdownloads.com.